Most of the time, Ronnie Bledsoe's work as a plumber for Mount St. Mary's University in Maryland is pretty routine. But last month, Mr. Bledsoe got a call about Debbie Squitchamari. She was visiting the campus on a cold weekend when she sneezed and inadvertently sent her engagement ring down an automatic flushing toilet. Her emotional loss was devastating. Might also be worth mentioning that her 2-carat diamond engagement ring cost $20,000. But Mr. Bledsoe, with 32 years of experience, knows the plumbing of Mount St. Mary's campus almost as well as his own and had a plan. Ronnie Bledsoe joins us from Emmitsburg, Maryland. Mr. Bledsoe, you had an idea where it might wind up.
Yes. Sooner or later, I thought it would show up there.
The where was where?
The fourth manhole down from the building, basically where the new sewer line stopped and the old sewer line began. I just kept checking it once or twice a week.
How is it that a ring like that will wind up kind of getting caught in the plumbing and not wash out to the Atlantic Ocean or something?
Well, where the new pipe dumped into the manhole, there was a drop-off of about 12 inches, and the fluids would land on a ledge about 18 inches wide, and I was counting on when that ring did that it might bounce off over to the side and stay there.
And what finally happened?
Monday, a week ago, when I looked in there, I saw an round object, and I took my needle-nose pliers and picked it up, and I thought, well, this looks like the ring.
2-carat diamond, that's a real sparkler, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It was very impressive.
Uh-huh. Covered with lots of stuff, though?
Probably what you would call toilet paper wrapped around it.
So have you met Miss Squitchamari or talked to her on the phone?
Yes, she came down this past Monday and got the ring, and we had a happy meeting.
Oh, so what did she say to you, may we ask?
Well, she threw her arms around me, and she said, I'm so thankful. It was happy for both of us because she turned out to be a very, very nice person.
Mm. I'm sorry if this is personal, but did you get a reward from Miss Squitchamari or the university or anyone?
Yes, she gave me a very generous reward, but she didn't name the amount, and I guess I won't either.
Yeah, okay. And more to the point, though, when's the wedding, do you know?
They haven't actually set a date, but she said it would be either this fall or this winter.
And do you expect to get an invitation?
She said I was welcome to come.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. And you'll see the ring under a whole different circumstance on the bride's hand, huh?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, nice talking to you, Mr. Bledsoe.
Okay, sir.
Plumber Ronnie Bledsoe.